So he's still there.
Excellent.
Next up, I put out a call to arms for Mashing the Planet, and a little bit of history with this. That song that we played in the beginning was from DJ Danger Mouse, kid from Brooklyn, got a pirated copy of Acid Pro, and mixed up one of the best albums ever, I think, the White Album from the Beatles, with Jay-Z's Black Album, and made like 3,000 copies and sent it out, and everyone just freaked out. It was, I think it's one of the most important steps in music in the last century or so.
It is an amazing piece of music, actually.
Yeah, and of course it immediately freaked everybody out, and record companies just freaking out. Everyone's freaking out. Now, granted, he wasn't selling this. He was just sending it out.
Yep.
So cease and desist letters go out to anyone who posted the MP3s. So back in February, people planned a Great Tuesday, I think it was, and all the websites out there. If you even said you were going to post the MP3s, you got a cease and desist. And, you know, time went on, and now you can just Google it and find it everywhere. And other things happen. Like, the Cleptones released the Hip Hopera. They took all the Queen songs and mixed it with all sorts of things, and I'll play an example of that in a second. But they're really trying to stop everybody from doing this. Meanwhile, there's a show on K-Rock that has mashups, and they have, you know, Snoop Dogg versus The Doors, and they'll kind of mash them up. And that's okay for some reason, because these are, you know, almost part of record companies now. They don't mind the radio shows doing it.
You know, the funny thing is that mashups are really just part of the DJ culture. I mean, this has been going on ever since, you know, some of the pioneers like Grandmaster Flash put two turntables together and started scratching and mixing. And this is the, in many ways, it's a lot of basically recycling of culture. And it's a natural evolution. You know, my background as an artist, you know, one of the things you learn if you study art history or look at any major movement of art is that each artistic movement builds on the previous one. And just like, you know, rock and roll built on jazz and other new forms built on other new forms, you know, everything is evolutionary. And this is just an evolutionary step driven through technology. It is an extension of the evolution of art.
And when you look at efforts from the Creative Commons, they're trying to change the copyrights and doing their own system. So basically it's like, okay, when I make something, I can give it certain, you get certain permissions. You can mix it, but you can't sell it. Or you can sell it, but, or you can post it, but you have to tell people where you got it from. And so their recent deal with Wired was pretty neat. You got a CD in Wired, and they said, share it, mix it, mash it, burn it, whatever. But the biggest problem I saw was there's really no tutorials, and there's no resources on how to make your own mashups. And it's not really out there. You know, how do you just take two songs and mix it together? And there's a lot of people who are really interested in it. And I think, you know, music, like advertising, is something everyone's kind of an expert on in their own way. Like, everyone listens to music, and so they kind of have an opinion. There's certain things they like. Everybody watches ads on TV. There's certain commercials they like. There's movies. Like, everyone is already included. And I think for the idea of the Creative Commons stuff to really take off, you need tutorials. And I also want to start my own digital protest. And by that I mean, so, okay, feel free to send cease and desist orders, but every time you do that, we're just going to get more pissed off, and we're going to go make mashups. So if they would have just, you know, figured out a way to encourage, I wouldn't have thought, okay, what's the best way to solve this? So it's almost like reverse Gandhi. Instead of no work, you know, and that's how you basically get the British out of India, you can make tons of music. So I'm doing a series of how-tos. I'll put the link of my call to action on the show notes. But basically, millions of mashups. I'm going to start the how-to series and get people excited about it, show them how to do it, intro to music theory on bar counts and tone and how to stretch a song and beats per minute, and all the things that I've been trying to research and put it in one spot, talk about the applications. There's apps that are all under $100 that you can get started right away. And so that's going to be it. It's going to be the new way of protesting. Just make tons of content. And I don't think they have enough resources and enough energy and enough lawyers to stop millions of people. So,
Yeah, although you never know with these guys, but absolutely.
Well,
I think
yeah,
this is
if they want to drive their shareholders nuts and waste, you know, half of the company's money on going after kids, taking CDs they own and making their own mix-up and mashes and all that, which is all fair use. You know, these people aren't selling it. Let them go for it. You know, we can run them dry. There's more of us than them. You know, so.
Absolutely.
I say bring it on. So
more than anything, this will be a fun how-to because there's a lot of people who I talk to a lot of people who listen to a lot of digital music and electronica, and they all have machines that are capable of producing amazing stuff. And I think more than anything, most people don't even know how to approach it. So
yeah.
That's one of the things I think will be coolest about this series as well is maybe we'll get some new stuff created out of it.
Every single one of us have a multi-million-dollar recording studio in our lap or on our desk, and we're just not using it.
That's
we can
right.
do so much with computers, and the tools are out there, but there just isn't an easy way, and there isn't someone who's stopping and saying, okay, great, there's people who are letting us mash up their content with Creative Commons. Awesome. We've all got computers in some ways. We all got things that we can listen to through, like iPods and portable music players. So let's stop for a second and teach folks how to do it. And so the example that I talked about earlier about Disney sending the cease and desist to the guys over at waxy.org was a Kleptones example. And this is called A Night at the Hip Opera. And this is a mix with Queen with Eminem. And I'll just play maybe a little bit of it.
Let it rip, man. This is a dope song.
Hey, 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 you little premature ejaculations! Listen to me for a second.
Fuck off. I'm gonna dye my hair blonde.
I meant to know.
My name is... My name is... My name is...
Slim Shady.
My name is... My name is... My name is... Hi, kids. Do you like violence? Wanna see me stick 9-inch nails to each one of my eyelids? Wanna copy me and do exactly like I did? Price it and get fucked up worse than my life is? My brain's dead weight. I'm trying to get my head straight, but I can't figure out which Spice Girl I want to impregnate. And Dr. Dre said,
Look, Shady, you a basic.
Uh-oh.
To watch your face red, man, you wasted.
Well, today's 12, I felt like I'm someone else, because I hung my original self from the top bunk with a belt.
So not bad, right?
Not at all, man. I think it's actually pretty slick.
I mean, the way I look at it is, this made me more interested in Queen again, so I'm going to go out and buy the CD probably. You know, things like that. You know, why not mix all this stuff up and do something with it and get people really interested. After I heard the Grey album, I decided, oh, you know, I haven't really listened to the Beatles
enough
in a long time. So
yeah.
Bought the Beatles.
I think a lot of people rediscovered the White album because of the Grey album.